So certainly they will be looking into what has happened and what could have led to this plane crash, whether that was an error of the pilot, the technical state of the plane, or some other external influence. Now, of course, there are many questions as to what happened, because Yevgeny Prigozhin has grown indeed to eminence over the course of the past months, thanks to what he has been doing in Ukraine, and particularly the fight for Bakhmut, where his Wagner group was largely involved. And we also have heard a lot of criticism coming from Yevgeny Prigozhin against the Russian Ministry of Defense. Just keep in mind, Prigozhin has been criticizing the Ministry of Defense for months, and there's been no word from the Russian authorities, because again, he was talking about the ammunition policy, about the poor decision making. And then eventually he started his so-called March of Justice towards the Russian capital with tanks going from Rostov towards the suburbs of Moscow. So certainly there have been many questions whether Yevgeny Prigozhin was still allowed to do that. And after that, there has been an arrangement struck between the Kremlin and Yevgeny Prigozhin himself, and brokered by the president of Belarus, Alexander Lukashenko. And under that deal, Yevgeny Prigozhin was a free man.